The Green Mountain Care Board is one of the most powerful regulatory bodies in Vermont, and it wields enormous control over the state's $5 billion healthcare industry. That means there's a lot at stake when it comes to deciding who sits on that five-person board. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Republican Governor Phil Scott is seeking to oust one of his Democratic predecessor's highest-profile appointments.
Last November, then-Governor Peter Shumlin appointed Robin Lunge to a six-year term on the Green Mountain Care Board. The choice was a controversial one. Lunge was the longtime director of health care reform in the Shumlin administration, and she helped spearhead the governor's push for single-payer health care. Though Lunge has deep knowledge of the health care universe in Vermont, critics feared that she would bring ideological baggage to the regulatory landscape. And now, a controversy over procedure may see Lunge's tenure cut short.
It came to our attention that we had, at our office, no record of the appointment had been made or submitted to the Senate in accordance with the statutory law.
That's Rebecca Kelly, communications director for Governor Phil Scott. Under state law, the governor has to officially notify the Vermont Senate of his appointment so that the Senate can then move forward with a confirmation vote. And there are new questions now about whether that notification ever occurred. Addison County Senator Claire Eyre is the Democratic chairwoman of the Senate Committee on Health and Welfare. Eyre says she recently tried to initiate the process needed to move forward with that confirmation vote.
I had no reason to expect that there was anything wrong with the paperwork or anything like that until just recently when I asked our staff person to find the paperwork because we were all set to recommend her confirmation on the floor of the Senate.
Senate staff was unable to find paperwork documenting that notification. Scott's communications director, Rebecca Kelly, says that's because it doesn't appear to exist.
Without that proper documentation, without following the very specific process that's outlined in statute, it is very concerning, and we feel if we aren't able to find those original documents, that it does raise some legal questions.
And Kelly says those legal questions are severe enough to warrant starting the nominating process from scratch and asking the nominating board to send Governor Scott a new slate of candidates. It's a process that would almost certainly result in the appointment of someone other than Robin Lunge.
It's potentially a slippery slope if we don't follow the process as described, and there is a very specific process here.
The implications for the future of healthcare reform in Vermont are considerable. The board has two vacant positions currently, both of which Scott will get to fill with a candidate of his choosing. If he ends up replacing Lunge as well, it would give Scott's appointments majority control of the five-person board just 3 months into his term. Senator Claire Eyre is working to avoid that outcome. Eyre says she spoke recently with Peter Shumlin.
And he sent me an affidavit that says that he appointed her on a certain date, a notarized piece of paper, which I've given to the Secretary of the Senate.
Eyre says it's unclear at this point whether that retroactive notification is legally sufficient for the Senate to move forward with the confirmation vote.
I haven't gotten any legal advice yet. I expect to do that in the next 24 hours. I don't know what the options are or if this has happened before. You know, that might make a difference, what the precedent is.
VPR was unable to find a former official in the Shumlin administration to talk on the record about the situation. Eyre says Lunge is eminently qualified for the job.
And if there's anything I can do to make sure that she stays in that position as an unquestioned board member, I'll do it.
Which means the Vermont Senate could soon find itself embroiled in a tense legal fight with the Scott administration over how to proceed. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.